in that period of time, was it disappointment or maybe anger mixed in that? How can they pass up on me?
No anger at all. I mean, like I said, I'm not in control of, you know, the draft boards and who they draft and who they want to put on their team, anything like that. All I can control is, you know, where I end up at, and I'm just trying to just live in the moment and take care of what I can take care of.
That's a really mature approach to be able to have.
Yeah.
To go into that weekend saying to yourself those things.
No, like I say, I was sitting there and expecting for my name to be called and for it not to be called. It's just, you know, like I say, it's a moment that I remember for the rest of my life, but none of that even matters right now.
How would you describe the expectations that Tom Brady has for his receivers?
It's an expectation, a high expectation for everybody. I mean, every position, all three phases of football here, and that's what we're doing right now. We're just trying to go out there, taking everything one day at a time and trying to get better every day.
What does he demand sort of from his receivers to, you know, to get on the field and catch passes?
The receiver's job is to get open and catch the football. That's our job, man. That's what we're here trying to do every day.
Being a younger guy and being that you're obviously trying to soak up as much as you can, what has he said to you specifically in terms of things that he thinks maybe you need to work on in terms of your ability to get open?
Just knowing your assignments. That's pretty much it. Knowing my assignments, making sure I'm in the right places at the right time.
Is it all about reps right now? Just getting game reps, competitive reps?
It's just getting better every day. Just going out there, taking everything one day at a time and trying to get better every day pretty much.
Is there a sense here that it doesn't matter if you're a first-round pick, undrafted free agent, 10-year veteran? Once camp starts, everyone's sort of in the same boat, trying to compete for the same positions and trying to help the team?
It's a competition every day. That's what we all here for. We out here competing. You know, everybody out here, you got certain guys, a certain amount of guys at each position. And like I said, we're just going out there trying to get better every day and control what we can control.
When you came in here, did you ever think that you'd be, you know, playing with Tom Brady, first snap on the field in the second game of the preseason?
To be honest with you, I just came here and just tried to make sure that I was playing football. I came here just, you know, trying to make sure that I was on top of the things that I needed to be on top of, and I'm just living in the moment right now.
Did you watch the draft from the first day, or did you start second day, third day?
I watched it from the first day. Yeah.
You hear like receivers described in different ways, like this guy's, you know, shifty and quick, and this guy's, you know, fast and big. How do you describe yourself in terms of like how you pride yourself to play receiver?
I leave that up to y'all to make that answer, but I go out there and just try to just, you know, do what I can do and run good routes and make sure that I'm sharp and make sure that I'm on top of my game.
What'd you think of the connection that Tom and Danny Amendola had tonight?
We practice every day, and I mean, you know, the plays that was called, they was great plays, and they executed the play.
That's a tough one. You went through a lot when you were a younger guy, and obviously you've done a lot of growing up. Was there one thing that changed when you were in your late teens that made you say, you know what, I'm going to go down a path that makes more sense to me?
Like I say, my past don't even matter right now, and I'm living in this moment, but I mean, you know, I just was in at the wrong place at the wrong time, but I'm happy where I'm at. Yeah.
Is it getting crowded in there? Sharon Walker, getting crowded?
I'm sorry?
Is that getting crowded in there with two guys?
Yeah.
Two big guys.
Yeah.
How good can you be?
Time will tell. Only time will tell.